This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. One person is dead and seven others are wounded after a shooting at a gas station in Oakland, California. The shooting happened shortly after 6 p.m. local time Monday. There are reports the shooting happened during the filming of a music video. The Oakland Police Department says the seven surviving victims are in stable condition. This was the second mass shooting in the Bay Area on Monday. The White House says President Biden would veto H.R. 21, a bill put forward by House Republicans that would restrict the president's authority to release oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Jared Rizzi has more.
Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm in yesterday's briefing argued that the bill would hamstring any president needlessly.
Why would you hamper the ability of the country to be able to respond to emergencies and hamper the ability of us to be able to lower costs as a result of those emergencies?
House Energy and Commerce Chair Kathy McMorris Rogers of Washington says the bill has exceptions for emergencies and only restricts what she calls politically motivated use of the SPR. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
Scientists are set to reveal how close humanity is to Armageddon. The latest edition of the Doomsday Clock is coming on Tuesday. The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists, a nonprofit organization of world leaders, have announced how close the world is to ending for the past 75 years. The closer the clock is to hitting midnight, the closer the world is to doomsday. It's currently sitting at 100 seconds to midnight, but the Russian invasion of Ukraine is expected to push it even closer. Police say they believe the suspect accused of killing seven people at two different locations in California acted alone. The related shootings happened Monday in Half Moon Bay, just south of San Francisco. Authorities say the elderly suspect turned himself in and is cooperating. This follows a weekend shooting where a suspect shot and killed 11 people in Monterey Park in Southern California before killing himself the next day. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A new Siena College survey says 59% say he should step down and 56% say they view Santos unfavorably. The poll was taken last week when Santos was denying allegations that he took money that was raised for a disabled veteran's dog. Elon Musk says his idea to take Tesla private for $420 a share was not a joke. He made that claim just days ago in court. The CEO was defending a controversial tweet that said he had funding secured from 2018. Now his company is facing a shareholder lawsuit over it. Musk said he met with Saudi sovereign wealth fund executives about the funding and he believed they would proceed with the deal. A new business survey shows concern about a U.S. recession easing slightly this year. The results of the January NABE Business Conditions Survey finds just over half of its members put the possibility of a recession at 50% or higher. That's a drop of more than 10% from 3 months ago. The group's chief economist noted inflation may be easing with the outlook for price increases at its lowest reading in more than 2 years. Southwest Airlines is giving some employees a bonus following last month's travel crisis. The Dallas-based airline says pilots receive about $45 million in gratitude pay after a software meltdown led to the cancellation of tens of thousands of flights. Flight attendants and other Southwest workers will receive bonuses as well. The payments come as Southwest Airlines Pilots Association plans to vote on a potential strike in May. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.